Shin Zayin Sif Gimel Dalet Hey. Very important halachas. Very nagei halachas. Some people make them a little bit too nagei, as we'll see in a minute. But the first halacha is with regard to having a guy buy something for you on Shabbos. You're not allowed to give money to a guy and tell him to buy something for you on Shabbos. That's whether or not you say buy it on Shabbos, or you imply that he buy it on Shabbos, or you force him to buy it on Shabbos without mentioning it at all. If you give it to him in a and that the only way for him to buy it is on Shabbos, then it's a problem. That means if the store is only open, that's really kashrut siftalah, but if the store is only open on Shabbos, then that's problematic, and it would be usur. However, you're allowed to tell him, please buy it for yourself, and you could even be maftiach him that you're going to pay him back to the Mishnah Berurah, and that's not a problem, which is the Chorei Chiddush, because he's buying it totally for you if he knows he's going to be Sevi Yochanim. But a guy's not Sevi Yochanim, but he doesn't know for sure that guy's going to pay him back. That's still considered as if he's doing it for himself, it's not considered as if he's doing it for the Yid. The Bir Halacha is Metadid, Mestapik Lasser, that even if you don't give money to him, and he's spending his own money, then since he's buying it for you, then it would be a problem. That means to give, not for him to spend his own money, and you tell him to buy it for you is a problem. But if he spends his own money and he buys it for himself, then even if you're maftiach, you're going to buy it back, that's not a problem. Sif Dalet is similar. To give him the money without telling him is not a problem. However, like we said beforehand, even if you don't mention it, if the only time is possible to buy it is on Shabbos, then it would be a problem. Which it seems is a problem also. It seems this is the way that Rainham learned. That means if you give him money on Sunday, he has no idea, please buy me a mink coat. So he goes around from store to store. He lives in New York City, there's 24,000 stores. He goes around store to store, and the only store that sells mink coats is open on Saturday from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, store number 24,000, I finally found it, it's open. That would be awesome. Because the Maisa, even though B'Shas Maisa, neither you nor him knew that the only place to buy is on Shabbos, is in a store which is open only on Shabbos. Nevertheless, then that's a problem. Which is L'chura, the Yisayid, Warim Moshe, in his Tshuva, which you mentioned in the past, he says, if you have a stockbroker, and you tell him, when it hits $4, sell. And it hits $4 on Shabbos. So you never told him to sell on Shabbos. You told him to sell at $4. Now $4 comes on Shabbos, and that's when he has to sell. So it's ki'ilu, is if you're sending him as a shliach, says Ramesha, to send on Shabbos. Even though you never knew it, he's doing it for you. And he's meshubit out to your shlichus to do it for you. What? Now they do it by themselves, but ba'etzim, that's the yisoid of whether it applies to stockbroker or not, at the end of the day. The yisoid that he's doing it for you, even if you're... No, because he's meshuvah to do it for you. If you sent him as a shliach, then it's kosher. But he's not meshuvah. You can't make a shliach do on Shabbos. You're right that he's doing it for his own. He's enjoying it, but he doesn't have a right to sell it at any other time. He can only sell it when you told him to sell it. It's a shliach. L'chera, that's okay. L'chera, that would be okay. That's like vending machines and these other things. The bathroom are okay, and it could be that businesses that are open on Shabbos, computer based, that are open on Shabbos, maybe it's not a problem also. Whether it's the right thing to do or not, that you'll speak to your local Orthodox rabbi. But Beth and Mikardin, Lechur, it's probably not a problem. Sif Hey is the Makar for a very lot of Heterim. This is a lot of Shvus to Shvus, which the Mechaber matters B'mokim three Heterim. Either B'mokim Miktas Chayli. Miktas Chayli B'pashtus means that he's not Chayli Chobufay. It hurts him. It could be even a very lot. Miktas Chayli doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt a lot. It hurts a very lot in a specific spot, though. He has a toothache. He's not enough of a mishka, but he has a bad sunburn in one area. He has something like that. Specifically, it's concentrated pain in one area. It's not enough of a mishka. Then he's allowed to ask a guy to help him out. Or if it's tzarech l'davar, tzarech harbi, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham, means that it has to be haftim rubi. It's really chirlik on the Bechavri. It has to be haftim rubi. It's not just any tzarech harbi. Mishnah Berurah, often when he quotes this, though he brings down this Magen Avraham over here, when he quotes the halacha, he does say Tzarech Harvei. And he matters a bit Tzarech Harvei. And the third one is Memakom Mitzvah. L'maisa, at the end of the day, it sounds like Bepashas, that the Mishnah Berurah is not Mekel, when you get to doing Isser D'Oraisas, asking a goy to do Isser D'Oraisa Memakom Mitzvah, even though the Ramo over here is Mitzayin, just like in Rishayin Vav, he's Masker, and over here is Masker, and Shilam Menchaz is Masker, three different times he's Masker the Bala Itter, that holds that you're even allowed to ask a goy to do a D'Oraisa for you, Memakom Mitzvah. L'maisa, the Achrenim did not go with that, unless it's Mamish extenuating circumstances, then one should not rely on it. And even in extenuating circumstances, it sounds like a machlokes of Achrenim. Ramesh did Lamaisa rely on it. Mishnah Berurah seems, we saw in Shin Vav, he was Matzayin, maybe Efsher, he says, Makom Tzarech Gadol, you could. It's not so pashut. However, when it is a Shvus to Shvus, asking the guy to do their Rabbanan is mutter in these cases. Now, somebody told me they asked, a neighbor came to them and asked them, the wife is expecting Baruch Hashem, and it was extremely hot on Shavuot, and they want to know if they could turn on the air, ask the guy to turn on the air conditioner. Beseder, Bechlal, there's even a tzad, that maybe she has a din of a chayla in such a case, just like if it would be freezing cold. Bemela, Bechlal, there are many places that hold. The Simcha Bunim Konin, the Sefer brings that, Anomir Lakam says that you can be saying, Shavuot to Shavuot, B'makim, that you can sit using the air conditioner would be only an Issa Darabanan, and you'd be able to do Makom Tzarech Gadol. Beseder, he allowed them to do that. Next thing he knows, they're asking the guys, they're pulling out the plata and pulling out the, and turning on lights, all types of things that were going on because obviously you allowed to ask a guy for whatever it is. Now, it's not so simple, and therefore one has to know that it's only Mutter if it's Mamish Makom of Tzarech Gadol, like it says over here. And it's only a Shavuot to Shavuot. And for example, it says, Mishnah Berurah brings out another place that Shavuot to Shavuot is Mutter Makom Kavod HaBrias. You have to know how far does that go. Also, Shavuot to Shavuot is Makom Tzar, emotional Tzar. So Machlek is a place, Kim Rosham Zalman seems to Aser, but Yashvi seems to Matter. There's a car alarm that's going off. You want to ask a guy to turn off the car alarm, it's driving you mad. You're not trying to sleep, it's not a Tzar HaGuf that it's not letting you sleep, a person is sick, he needs to sleep. It's just driving you crazy, for it's very loud and it's, can you ask him? That is also would be considered, especially turning it off, would be Shavuot to Shavuot, would be Mutter, B'mokrim, Tzar, emotional Tzar. However, Shlomo Miller said that you just have to be careful to know how far to take it. And I think that Nekudah is really what applies to all these things. B'mokrim Kavod HaBrias, there are places that say that if you're not going to have cold drinks by Shalom Zachar, you're allowed to ask a guy to, and you're going to be embarrassed, you're allowed to ask a guy to buy cold drinks for you. That's on the border of going very far. You have to know if it's Saka Masar, is Mamish going to be Mamish Kavod HaBrias, sorry. But to know exactly how far to go with emotional Tzar, you can master anything emotional Tzar. So certainly still the Chur should be a Tzarech Gadol. In these cases, we have the Heter of Shvus to Shvus, B'mokri Matzarech. And the last halacha which is brought down here, as Mishnah Berurah says, is asking a guy to ask another guy. He says that B'mokri Matzarech Gadol, you would also allow to be asking a guy to ask another guy to do a daraisa, but it has the klalam being nana from the guy's malacha. If he does a daraisa for you, then you could only be nana from the malacha if it's the type of hano which is mutter. For example, turning on a second light when you had a first light, or a negative hano, he's turning off a light for you, it's not a direct hano that you're getting. In those cases, it would be mutter. In other cases, it would be usher to be nana, even on Shabbos.